So we want to welcome you warmly to our program, even though the weather might not be so warm. The weather has these two characteristics. It is either too hot or too cold, too windy or too just right. We're very happy to see you here. It's always a great pleasure to welcome you here and to participate in this program in this retreat. Our retreat here is meant for the pursuit of spiritual practice, for worship or for meditation by all who have an interest in spiritual things. We welcome here people to our retreat to do their own spiritual practices in their own way, according to their own religions. The only condition is that it should be for a spiritual purpose, for the furtherance of our own spiritual goal, furtherance of the spiritual goal of all those who come here. It is for spiritual development that this retreat is dedicated, nothing else. The land, the beauty of the land, and the attractions of the natural scenery are purely secondary. The main thing is, behind the appearances, behind the surface of things, those who are interested in understanding the deeper meaning of things behind the surface, there is a reality which is called by many different names and which is approached in many different ways. And it is for this purpose that this retreat is dedicated. And it is for this purpose that this program has been set up. Now, for this morning, the title, the basic theme is Women Saints of East and West. And one of the factors that caused the choice of this title was that this happens to be the 150th anniversary year of a very holy lady, much cherished in our order. Her Sanskrit name was Sister Nivedita. She was Margaret Noble, a British lady who was influenced by Swami Vivekananda and devoted the rest of her life to spirituality and to the welfare of India. So today, in honoring women saints of East and West, we're including Saint Teresa of Avila because of her outstanding stature in the Christian tradition. And to give a discussion of her contributions to spiritual life and spiritual practice, we have invited Sister Eleanor Francis, who is the Mother Superior of an Episcopal church community of nuns in Mendham, New Jersey. She was born and raised in Santa Barbara. She was baptized at the age of 12, and at 16 she became interested in Vedanta and became a student of Swami Prabhavananda, who was the minister in charge for many decades of our center in different centers in Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, and San Diego. Many years later, after she had actually spent some years in the convent associated with this Vedanta Society, she was called back to, felt drawn back to her Christian roots, and she entered an Episcopalian monastic order. She attended a theological seminary and was ordained an Episcopal priest in 2008, and she became Mother Superior of her convent in 2015. So she will present not only the topic of St. Teresa of Avila, she will also give an outline of the Christian monastic tradition. And then we have to speak about Sister Nivedita Swami Chaitananda, who is a senior monk of the Ramakrishna Order and is the minister in charge of the Vedanta Societies of St. Louis and Kansas City, Missouri. He joined the order in 1960, and he served from 1971 to 78. He served as the assistant minister of the Vedanta Society of Southern California under Swami Prabhavananda. In 1978, he was transferred to St. Louis to serve as assistant minister and later became the minister in charge of the centers in St. Louis and Kansas City. The Swami is very well known, highly revered in our order for his magnificent contribution to the literature of our tradition, the Vedanta tradition, as emphasized in modern times by Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda, and especially by the subject of his discourse today, the Holy Mother, who is considered the mother of the order. He will speak on Holy Mother Sri Sarada Devi. The Swami has written, translated, and edited many books and articles in English, Bengali, and Sanskrit. He has produced 3 documentary videos and 6 chanting CDs. He is a prolific writer and has contributed significantly to the body of Vedanta literature. The third speaker is our minister, Swami Tattvamayananda, who will speak on Sister Nivedita. The minister in charge of the Vedanta Society here since July 2014. Previously, he was a teacher at the Order's Monastic Probationers Training Center in India at our headquarters at Belur Math. He is a scholar in Sanskrit and Vedic studies and Indian philosophy especially. He has taught Hindu and Buddhist scriptures as well as having served as editor and writer in various capacities in the order. In January 2012, he was transferred to San Francisco as assistant minister of the society and became in charge of the society in July 2014. So now I will ask the speakers to come to the podium and start the presentation. Thank you.